You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.
Happy Tuesday. We're back again. So glad to see everyone on tonight, this evening, this afternoon, because we're on the East Coast and the West Coast currently right now on LA Talk Radio. Guys, listen, I tell you, I had such a fascinating weekend. I had to go to South Carolina due to, in-laws. They had a death in the family and other matters as well. You know, those little tedious things that goes on day-to-day life. But glad to have you guys back on today. We got some things to talk about today, like really, really talk about. You know, there's someone that I know, I can't mention the name, of course, but he is a pro boxer, currently incarcerated due to domestic violence. And he reached out to me for some advice. He wanted to know, you know, he's locked up under penal code 215.5. And he's like, you know, I'm being charged with witness intimidation. I didn't intimidate anybody. I actually just made a phone call and the victim answered the phone and actually had a conversation with me. Well, if you're being charged with a crime, listen, you don't call the person that's the accuser and say, hi, remember me? You know, let's have a conversation about what happened. Mind you, this phone call took place at the facility that he's being held. So now they have that as evidence to say this is considered witness intimidation. And he's, you know, battling with, I didn't threaten anyone, but you are being charged with a crime. So it's a really sad thing. Good guy. Bad situation, because the young lady actually says, all right, listen, he pulled my hair out. He knocked my tooth out. And basically, she's telling some white lies on him. And, you know, unfortunately, nowadays, it's so easy for people to say, this is what you did, and true or false. You know, it's supposed to be innocent until proven guilty. You're actually guilty until proven innocent in a lot of situations. And I'm not going to be the one to, you know, take sides and say, okay, I'm on this side, so I'm going to side with these people and then turn around and then I'm siding with the other side of the fence. No, I'm going to be neutral in this type of situation, because it's a very sad thing that can happen, and it can happen to anybody. I say this all the time. No one's, you know, exempt for anything that happens out here today. It's just a very sad thing that you have to be incarcerated. You have to prove your innocence. And then you have to pay all this money in legal fees that you could have done something more progressive with. Go forward. Relationships. We've had people come on and they've discussed, you know, their woes of being in a toxic situation. Well, I got a phone call today and from another guy that I know, and he wanted my advice on being in a toxic relationship and should he stay or should he go, you know? And something he said that struck me by surprise, he said that she took a guy's phone number right in front of his face and basically, you know, began to have cordial conversation with the guy. And it was more like, you know, I don't care if you're standing there or not. You know, I'm trying to have another relationship while you're watching me, you know. And I had to explain to him that, you know, it's like when we're, you know, issues with drug abuse and you try to say, come on, let me put you in rehab. Let me help you get clean. And this is what I want for you. You can't really help the person if they don't want to help themselves. And the same goes for my friend in this relationship. If he's not going to want to truly help himself and bail himself out of this situation, he's going to find himself, you know, trying to get bailed out. He's going to find himself like the guy that's, you know, the 40 years. You know, guys, you got to sometimes wake up and smell the coffee and say, listen, I'm in a toxic relationship and I need to go. You know, a lot of guys nowadays, they wait for the women to disappear. Sometimes the women don't disappear. Sometimes you are a financial resource for them and they need your financial help. So they will stay as long as you will stay with them. And they will abuse the situation for however long they have to abuse it. Some guys just don't know when it's time to say, I've had enough. You know, for women, the tables turn also to the women who don't know how to say, I'm done with cleaning up his dirty cigar ashes. I'm done with picking up his dirty clothes off the floor. I mean, if you have to be with someone that lives like an animal and you have to be Molly the maid to help them live better, you don't need to be with that kind of person. That's the kind of person you keep in a friend zone, and you don't let them out of that friend zone, because once you do and you get into another zone, you will be considered Molly the maid at that point, and then they will be looking for you to clean up the poop left behind. Accumulated over the past week. You know, she'll be over later. She'll clean up the kitchen. Women have to know when enough is enough. You know, I was reading a little message that was sent to me about a young lady who wanted to come on the show. But what got it for me, guys, is I could barely make out what she was saying, because throughout her whole conversation, all she did was complain and cry. And I knew you guys wouldn't be able to make out anything she was saying. So I basically told her to get herself together mentally, and then we can revisit her coming back on the show and telling her story. Otherwise, there's nothing that I can do or say to make her feel better, to help her dry up her tears. She's in a situation. You know, she's overweight. She feels like she can't get a guy. She has to settle for this current situation. And it's really tormenting her. And she's like, I'm tired of, you know, picking up his dirty clothes. I'm tired of cooking his meals. But, you know, I had to ask her, are you like a slave to this situation? Because if no one has a ball and chain around your neck and they hold the key, there's nothing preventing you from leaving that situation, because eventually it's going to become a bad situation. And some women, I know they come down hard on themselves. You know, I'm not good enough for anybody else. And that's how that, you know, other person will make you feel, like you're not good enough for anybody else. You're the one with the problem. No one else will want you. And this is how we can talk. It becomes blame. Verbally violent, and then you find yourself in a situation where you've either stuck a knife down his throat just to shut him up, or you've pulled the trigger to his head because you're tired of seeing his face. So, and guys, this is real life stuff going on out here today. Women are turning the tables and they're getting angry and they're actually committing acts of violence because they're like, I'm fed up. A lady out of Alabama, you know, her sister, you know, she called, she wanted to come on the show because she feels like her sister was wrongly imprisoned because she took a frying pan, not just a regular frying pan, guys. She took up, you know, the frying pan that they use at like Cracker Barrel, the big black steel cast iron pans. She beat her boyfriend to death with the frying pan because he had to fry chicken. She lost control and beat him to death with the cast iron frying pan. And, you know, recently she had, you know, had a pre-trial session. And basically, Cracker Barrel was actually joined in. They were witnesses in her case because she bought the pan from them. So the prosecutor wanted to know, Did she buy this frying pan with the intent to kill him? Or do you remember she bought the frying pan because she was looking to really, you know, make some good fried chicken? But this is the end result of a woman being fed up with taking orders, being bullied, having to do chores that don't belong to them, and having to deal with mentally unstable men. You know, I could shed light, you know, in regards to domestic violence and how to keep yourself out of jail. I'll do that all day long, you know, and I'll let people come on and tell their story, prove their innocence to us, even though they may have a jury to prove it to. Or they may want to tell their story because they want to have a clean heart and they want to come clean about some things that happened. So we give everybody that time to really tell us their story of what really happened to them, you know, and what made them commit the act of crime. Like the gentleman that, you know, caught his girlfriend with her legs up, you know, his friend is in the bed with her, and they both got gutted out like two fish in a pond. I mean, the guy actually lost his mind. These people that are genuinely in a relationship and want to make things work with their other half despite the problems that's going on. Now, the guy that called me today in regards to his girlfriend, you know, taking numbers and commingling with other guys and just being maybe who she really is. You know, he's been in a 9-year relationship with her, and basically he's like, I'm fed up. And he's caught between, I feel bad for her because she suffers from mental illness. And then on the other hand, he's like, I need to leave. So what he does is he keeps playing the revolving door game where, you know, it turns one way and you're out, and then it turns another way and you're back in. So he's playing this revolving door game of, I want to be with you, but I don't want to be with you. Regardless if it's toxic or not, he feels bad for this young lady because he's like, without me, you know, she won't survive. Well, my, you know, statement to him would be, she was surviving way before she met you. And why do you feel you owe her anything to survive? I think she's been doing a pretty good job at surviving without you. You know, people always fall into the trap of, but what will happen if I leave? You know, they won't be able to survive without me. What was that person doing prior to you becoming a part of their life? They were living. And that person will continue to live, create havoc in someone else's life after you're long gone. And it may be many others after you that they commit the havoc on. When you're with people, you get into a relationship that is toxic and they stay in that relationship, it could be a boyfriend, girlfriend, it could be just a friendship, it could be an intimate relationship. When you start seeing the signs of crazy, you have the option to run. And for many of us, you know, including myself, because guys, I gave you my story. And for those who are new on the line, you know, I had a crazy police officer ex-husband that I escaped the hands of domestic violence. You know, I ran. I took the option to run. And when I tell you, run with no shoes on, literally no shoes on. So you have the option to run and get away from that situation if you want to. Because if you stay, it's only going to get worse. And then you're going to have a bigger problem. And then no one's going to believe your story on how you wanted to leave and how you were the victim. No one's going to ever believe your story. They're going to believe the other person because that person that has the mental problem, you know, they should write books for a living, actually. You know, they are going to tell their version as though that is what really happened. And they're going to portray you to be the crazy one, all because you stayed with crazy. So if you have the option to, guys, get out and run, make a run for the hills. You know, go for the gusto. Shoes or no shoes. Get the heck out of there and as fast as you can, as far away as you can. Change your number. Move to a different city. I mean, people have been doing this over decades. Of death. That Julia Roberts movie, remember that, guys? You know, she faked her death because she wanted to escape crazy. You know, I'm talking to you and then boom, you knock me out type of thing. So she wanted to escape crazy. And to the extent, and by the way, that was based on a true story. You know, so keep in mind, people are faking their deaths out here to get away from the person that is the real crazy person, you know, to just say, forget about me, consider me dead. I'm dead to you, you know, and go through your mourning and you'll get over me and you'll move on. So when you think about that, you go back and you start thinking about real life stories and things that are happening today in the world and things that have happened in the past. And they take these situations and they make movies out of them, like The Burning Bed with Farrah Fawcett. You guys know that movie. She literally did nothing to this guy. He was possessive. He was on steroids. I think he was a part of law enforcement, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. I don't remember too much about that part of the movie, but I do remember seeing her burn him up in the bed, you know, while he was asleep. He was drunk, but he was asleep. And she got to her breaking point where I just can't take it anymore. He's beating on me. He's abusing me for no reason. And I want him just gone. You know, and there's other situations that lead to this type of toxic behavior. You know, I'll share another one with you guys because some people don't want to come on the show. They rather tell me their story and let me air it out. And when it comes down to the nitty gritty, I hit them on the show, not mine, because it's more authentic, let's say. You know, people will tell you, and you can feel their emotion behind what they tell you. You know, there's a young lady that wanted to share her story, and basically, you know, she's spending time with a guy, and little does she know that the guy is actually living a double life. You know, and how she finds out is he's asleep one morning, you know, sleeping in late, and she goes to his wallet, which you guys always leave your wallet hanging around. It's in your back pocket, front pocket. You know, be smart, guys. Don't leave evidence, okay? You don't want anyone to know what you got going on. Hide your wallet. Leave it in the car. Hide it in the trunk by the tire, the spare tire. You know, hide it. Be smart. So he's in the picture with a woman and three children. And little do you know, she sees the writing on the back of the card on the picture and says, you know, our loving family. And it was like 2021. Okay. She wakes him up immediately, confronts him about the picture. He gets violently upset. Why were you going through my wallet? And she's like, well, we're together. And who are these people? And who are these children? Later to find out, because she started now snooping through his cell phone, while he was with her, he's telling his wife at home that he's currently at work and he has to work overtime. I mean, such a sad situation. You know, you got three small kids at home, a wife, you're hanging out with this girl who has no children. And you're lying to your wife who's slaving like a, you know, Molly the maid at home with these kids and they're crying probably, they're hungry always. And you're out with another woman. You're having fun. You're living your life as a single man. So a lot of these things men bring on themselves, you know, and they're the first ones to say, well, I don't think I did anything wrong because I was honest. I told her I had someone else. Yeah, but you skipped the part about having a wife. And by the way, you forgot to put your wedding band back on. So there goes that for that situation. And it got very ugly between the young lady and the wife, and they went back and forth playing the blame game. You know, I'm just seeing, you know, I'm his wife. You know, women have to wake up too. Okay, the guy has a wife, and first of all, if he croaks today or tomorrow, you get nothing. The wife inherits it all. So you're babysitting this guy that, you know, may give you a $5 or $10 meal at some point, you know, bed buddies from time to time. But when the wife has full control over everything, that man passes away and you get absolutely nothing. And forget about having outside children by this guy, because he could be another Tristan Thompson and just abandon the kid. Yeah, I had him, yeah, you know, but he's over there, I'm over here. You know, so it means a lot to stand your ground and be a good person for you guys that's out there game playing. I have a friend of mine that basically hit me up with something via text message and says, and I wanted her to actually come on the show. Guys, I might have her come on the show next week because this is very interesting. This guy that she was seeing mysteriously tells her, listen, I don't want to give you my phone number, but I think it's more better if we communicate via email. Okay, and his name is, who knows his name, okay? John Doe. So, you know, she's thinking she's doing the right thing. First of all, she meets the guy on Christian Mingle or something like that. It's a Christian site. She thinks, you know, I want a guy that's attached to God. I want a guy who has beliefs, because I know a godly man is a good man. So that I want. I want bars. I don't go on Plenty of Fish, social media. I want a Christian guy. I can't meet him in the church. They have Christian Mingle. They have hundreds and thousands of members on Christian Mingle. And Christian Mingle, okay, you can be whoever you want to be as well. And remember we had that conversation about Reverend Doctor, trusting your pastors and people of the church, how you have a trust for them. Okay, so she has a trust for this guy who she meets on Christian Mingle. And, you know, with the email going back and forth, she says, wow, this name on email is different from the name that he gave me. So she puts the name on her Facebook search engine, and that name on the email comes up as, well, on Facebook, it comes up as, you know, his real government name, and it has a picture of his wife and photo. And then Mr. Christian Mingle has another photo of him being single on a profile picture. No mention of his wife, by the way. So here's a Christian man that she's like, I'm ready to dive all in because he's a Christian guy. He's on Christian Mingle. Listen, you can't take anything for granted today. Just because it says Christian Mingle, it doesn't mean that you're meeting Christian men. Okay. So shame on her for not paying attention to this is a dating website. Okay. People are still going to go on and be who they truly are, and they're going to date you how they want to date you. And I don't even understand it, because she lives in New Jersey and this guy lives in Connecticut. So what are you going to tell your wife when you're gone from home for a couple of days because you're in New Jersey and, you know, and you have children? You know, it's not like you're in an apartment and you have no chores. You actually have a home that you own with your wife. Grass needs to be cut. The season is changing. And you're out here false pretending to be a single man on Christian Mingle, and your wife has no idea. And then, you know, just myself, I would have actually tagged his wife and I on Facebook, and I would have sent her the messages that Mr. Christian Mingle sent and really put him on blast and said, hey, listen, you know, your husband is telling me he's single and he's not. You know, these type of situations become very deadly at times, because women have the tendency to blame other women for their spouses, their other They'll tell him, oh, no, you knew he was this. Oh, you knew he was that. And in fact, like this guy, he has two different profiles. He's telling my friend, you know, how much he loves her and he can't wait to go out and spend time with her and take her here and take her there, you know, go on a vacation together. And in the meantime, what are you going to do at home with your wife? What is your wife going to do at home? Just sit back and twiddle her thumbs and wait for you to get there? Even though, guys, I've seen situations where wives sit home and they actually do that. They sit home, they trust what their husband is saying, and they wait for them patiently. And when they get home, they have a hot meal waiting. Like, I've had this meal waiting for you. I couldn't wait until you get home. Meanwhile, he's been out gallivanting with another person. And, you know, you're being honest and keep your mouth clenched that this guy is living a single life. And sometimes men wonder why women become detectives. You know, that's not even her profession. But guys make women become detectives, you know? And now with social media and having all these different profiles and different usernames, and don't forget about good old Snapchat, because those conversations disappear. Snapchat, WhatsApp, you know, you can't get them unless you got a court order and it has to be a part of a criminal case for them to reappear. So that's something to keep in mind when, you know, you're trying to keep an eye on things, ladies. There's all types of different ways that these guys are communicating with other women behind your back, okay? And you're thinking that he's doing the right thing and he's such a guy. And because it's a double-edged sword, okay? I'm not going to play sides on this one. It's women out here that have more agendas than anybody can ever schedule on their calendar. I got some questions that are rolling in, but we'll get to those in just a second. But I wanted to tell you guys that when you create these profiles and you have bad intentions on playing with someone's, you know, emotional feelings, think about it. You know, really put some thought into it before you do it. Don't just do it. Because some guys, they just do it. They said, you know what? I don't know her. I'm hiding behind the screen. I can be and I can tell her anything she wants to hear. And guess what? She will believe me. Now, when it comes down to her saying, okay, well, say your guy, I have to pay my rent this month. They start asking for money and you can't provide it. So what do? You disconnect yourself from the fake profile page. And now you move on to someone else that you can pretend to be this guy that you want to be. Guys, I tell you, we got a lot to talk about. Let's take a commercial break and I'll be right back.
Looking for a holistic approach to a healthy new lifestyle? Akir CMOS is the vitamin-rich solution you need with 92% of the nutrients our body needs. What does CMOS do? Promotes natural weight loss, helps build body muscle, builds a healthier immune system, helps allergies. Consuming CMOS when you're sick is a win, but consuming when you're healthy is a win-win. Visit AkirCMOS.com today and begin your journey to a healthier lifestyle.
Are you looking forward to sell your house and the delirious process of enlisting your house in the market? Well, look no further, because GBuys Philly has got your back. You can sell house in Philadelphia without going through the trouble of navigating complex sales procedures. We specialize in helping property owners just like yourself in all sorts of burdensome situations. We pay a fair cash price and save you all the stress and inconveniences of damages or repairs. We will buy your home fast, easy, and convenient. No commission to realtors, no home inspections. Cash deal equals no mortgages. Property as is, no repairs. 100% fair offer guarantee. Sell your house fast for cash in Philadelphia. So what are you waiting for? Just contact us now at www.gbuysphilly.com. Experience, honesty, and integrity guaranteed. Remember, GBuys Philly.
Guys, I tell you, it's never a dull moment. Okay, I got an email from a young lady and her name is Jennifer Adele. She wanted me to mention her name. She said, my husband found me in bed with another man in our bedroom. I expected him to shoot both of us right there, but he didn't. He nicely asked my side guy to get dressed and leave. I was shaking to the toe at the moment. He told me to go take a shower. I tried to apologize, but he told me he didn't want to talk about it because there was nothing he can do to reverse what happened. That was the last time we spoke about it. Ever since that day, he has been nice to me. He buys me flowers. He takes me out at least twice a week. Just last week, he took me shopping and spent $4,400. He's busy organizing a vacation for us overseas. My husband is doing everything I want from a man. He's eating me up every day, especially since he doesn't want to talk about it. Do you think I should leave the marriage? Now, I want to say to Jennifer, listen, I would be petrified to go to sleep. It's really hard to sit back and, you know, go to sleep at night, because I'm totally speechless, because I'm actually just reading this to you guys. I didn't read it prior, but someone that is silent could be a silent killer. Do you know what I mean? You know, they caught you in the act, and then, I mean, what do you do after that? And I will say, I would definitely leave that marriage, Jennifer, because at some point in time, he may have PTSD, and he may kill you. I mean, he may slaughter you in that house. I mean, you're in his bed. He has to revisit this situation every time he walks through that door. You know, men have a good way of hiding emotions. So to think that this guy just forgot about it because he's doing all this nice stuff for you and he's trying to, you know, say, let's put it behind. He hasn't even said that. So I don't know if you should stay there. That's spooky. Here's a person. His name is Jonathan. He said, what should he do if his ex is holding on to his stuff? What does that mean after we've had a gun battle? Okay. I think you should let her keep it. I mean, if you're having a gun battle, someone should be in jail by now. But I think you should let her keep whatever she has, and then you kindly just move on with your life. Because if she's holding on to it, she may be holding on to it so she can finish you off. That's one way to look at things. So, you know, you guys got to be very careful about how you approach certain situations. A guy named Carl sent a message and said, if your wife's close friend or family members tell you she wants to sleep with you and you say, heck no, and you're open to it, and then you know nothing's going to happen, do you tell your wife or do you let it ride? Carl, I'm going to say to you, I would definitely tell, because it may be a setup and they may be setting you up to see what you're going to do about it. You know? So you better be really careful on how you play the cards on that one, because if you say, oh yeah, just like you're joking around, your wife may take that seriously and you may get yourself hurt. There's a guy, Gary, that sent a message and said, when you're married and you live like roommates due to infidelities, should you stay or should you go? And I want to tell Gary, you know, you have to do exactly what works for you, because unfortunately, some roommate situations work out better than, you know, being head over heels in love. That's what I would say to this. You know, I don't know I've never lived with a husband and we were roommates. So I don't know how to even answer that. Maybe our audience can chime in and, you know, send me a message on what do you think about that one? So John Jacob sends a message and says, is there any way that you could suggest for me to talk about things with my wife? I've been married over a year and she's still angry over the situation of me stabbing her in her ankle. John Jacob, I wanted to say this to you. You should be lucky that you're not in jail right now. So you should be very grateful that this woman is, you know, even talking about seeing a therapist. I don't know if she needs a therapist for you or a therapist for her, but that's kind of weird. You know, domestic violence is never, you know, an easy thing to endure. But when you have this type of relationship where you're actually using brutal force, such as a weapon against your spouse, and you're wondering if it's an issue about a therapist being involved, you both need therapy. Very weird. Very, very weird. There's another guy. His name is Ed Efkin. He said, my wife considers it annoying time, being annoying, due to the last wife that I strangled and nearly killed. Okay. This is where the ball drops. And I don't know if, you know, Ed, you're going through something, but if you have to use any form of violence, you know, I don't think you should be in that relationship if you feel that way. I would probably just seek help at that point, because I mean, you already tried to kill one lady, you know. You didn't mention if she was dead or alive, but yeah, that's kind of spooky to me. A lady named Terry Marley, she says, after 1 year, I feel happy and excited about a new chapter. But let me just say that I found out that after the 21 years of being married, he was also married 20 years to another woman. Should I lose my cool or should I go to the police? Well, I believe that bigamy is a crime. And, you know, as a matter of fact, there's a true story going on right now with that. Baby Fat, Kamora Lee, Russell Simmons' ex-wife, her husband actually is married to two other women and married her while he was still married to the other two women. So, and he's being brought up on charges. That is a crime. And I think you should go to the police. Okay, there's another lady. Her name is Rumi. And she says she's in a deep situation right now because she's dating a married man. And she was incarcerated and she's currently out on bail because the married man lied to her and said that he was getting a divorce. And she broke into his home and poisoned everything in his refrigerator. And the wife has her on camera committing this act. And she wants to know, should she go back and finish the job or should she just walk away and stand trial? Rumi, if you're already in a bad situation, I need to tell you, because that is really deep. If you're going into a guy's house, breaking in, and you're actually committing an act such as that, you have to be crazy to want to go back. I mean, obviously he's with the wife. Obviously he's taking her side. He's not on your side because you're saying you should go back in and, you know, do something else crazy. Like, you have to think before you react and do things. And it's kind of sad to say, you know, emotional feelings with people who are involved in relationships. You know, some people can bow out gracefully and they can move on, by the way. They can move on and find someone for them. You know, it's kind of hard for a lot of people due to insecurities. Take accountability for your behavior. You know, even if it means having a conversation with yourself. Having a conversation with yourself doesn't necessarily mean that you're crazy and you're talking to yourself and you're, you know, answering yourself back. But you really have to weigh out the situation. You know, I know a gentleman right now who is currently incarcerated, and they actually gave him life. You know, he met a girl. He fell in love with the girl. He went to jail because he had a domestic relationship with her. But that's not what gave him that life sentence. He went to jail on a domestic violence charge, and he was actually convicted and found guilty by a jury, and he was sentenced to 5 years. And I can tell you, this animosity runs deep on people. She's in a new relationship after 5 years. And then he gets out, he stalks her, he finds out that, you know, she's with this new guy, and she's happy. He actually follows her home. She doesn't know she's being followed. He follows her home. And he waits for her to go in. He sees the guy. He scopes out the place. Mind you, they have surveillance cameras around the entire perimeter of the home that they live in. And in this situation, he waits until she leaves one day. And he goes to the house and he murders her new guy out of a jealous rage. I mean, this guy did nothing to him. He didn't even know of him, you know, but the police and, you know, the new boyfriend's murder with the old boyfriend, but that wasn't the case. He was emotionally torn and didn't want to see her with this guy. You know, and now he's serving a life sentence because he killed an innocent man. Guys, this made the papers. I mean, this was really a horrendous crime scene. And it takes you back to, you know, that moment where you have that thought of, you know, I need to walk away from the situation because I'm going to go to jail if I do something stupid. You know, so maybe it's better you walk away. But he did not. He chose the other road. And I'll tell you what, guys, I have a girlfriend of mine, and I try to be a big sister to her. She's older than me, by the way. But I had a relationship, and the relationship was over about 9 years ago. Maybe 10 years ago. And would you believe, you know, she told me that after all this time, she's still seeking revenge. And I had to say to her, your best revenge is to show him that you've moved on and you found someone better than him, because obviously he didn't make the cut for you. You know, when you sit back and you have to have evil thoughts after all these years that go by, and you're sitting down and you're occupying your life, your mind, your soul, your inner peace with, I want revenge. I just want revenge. It's time to walk away. You have to clear those thoughts. And this is what I told her. Clear those thoughts, because I couldn't even believe it, guys, when she told me after all this time, she's still plotting in her mind how to get revenge on a guy that broke up with her. You know, my sweetest revenge for my ex-husbands, I'll say husbands, was getting a much better guy than they could ever imagine me having in my life that would be fabulous. And seeing my life progress into a full garden of roses that, you know, they hate to see. You know, people get angry when you're happy. You know, they want to know that there's chaos. They want to know that, you know, their situation is about to end. You know, in my marriage, you know, I was listening to Teresa Giudice from New Jersey Housewives. She's engaged to this new guy, Lewis. And she's like, I'm protecting my relationship 100% from the rest of the world because I want this to work with us. Because outside interference can sometimes cause confusion. And unfortunately for many people, they let the outsiders in. And this causes havoc in your home, in your relationship. And I can tell you, by all means, I keep my home protected. And you guys should also keep your situations protected out there. Because you got people with evil thoughts after many years of just getting revenge. You know, you would want to say to the people, can't you find people out here in this world? Go find one and be happy. Make yourself happy. Do something good for you. You know, keep yourself looking great. Find someone that is going to truly love you, because obviously, if that situation didn't work out, it wasn't a situation for you. And obviously, you love that person more than they loved you. So you now have to love yourself even more, because obviously that person has moved on. You know, they've forgotten about what you had. What you had doesn't even matter to them anymore. These people are happy. You can't break them up. You can't do anything. You just have to suck it up, lick the sweat, deal with it, and move on with your life. Don't sit back plotting on their downfall or plotting how you can get back after 10 years go by. That's insanity. Guys, I tell you, next week we're going to have a fascinating show. April, we're going to be celebrating. That'll be our one-year anniversary, my one-year anniversary on LA Talk Radio, on the East Coast, on the West Coast, trying to see where we're going to throw this big bash at. But guys, I love having you on today. It's a little shy of 9 million people on today listening in. I'd like to thank you for joining. We'll see you next week. Same bat place, same bat time. Tommy Torres signing off. Good night, guys. Bye now.
You're listening to It's Confirmed with Tomiko Torres, only on LA Talk Radio.